It's episode 221, and we've got plugins for curated search, zoomed images, multi-site theme management, global search, and a great new address verification plugin for WooCommerce. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Welcome to another great, wonderful show. And the brain fries. I'm John Overall, direct from the sunny shores of Vancouver Island.
And from Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
Well, that's what happens to me when I go for a beautiful run in the morning. My brain just empties right out. But hey, what can I expect? Beautiful 14 degrees for those of you in the U.S. That would equate to about 65, 70, give or take, somewhere in that zone. So
Sounds like a good time.
Yeah. Oh, it's great. I love running here on the island. It's just wonderful, sunny, and warm this time of year anyway. So we've got a great show for you today. Usual, right off the top, don't forget you can get all the show notes over at WPPluginsA2Z.com. And if you got a few minutes, we would greatly appreciate your time giving us a review over on the iTunes store. And if you're listening to us on Stitcher Radio, hit that little thumbs up button in the corner.
Absolutely. The iTunes store is where a number of new listeners actually find us. So your reviews actually do help us. We've got a review coming up later on in the show from somebody that's... was so kind to do so. Stitcher, same thing. And I think right now you can actually leave reviews on Stitcher through the app. And that's something that Stitcher for me has become my go-to as far as my podcast consumption application. So it's a pretty cool thing. And I'm glad that we're doing well in Stitcher as well. So we do appreciate it. And also remember, you can follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
And, of course, a little self-promotion, because after all, we are WordPress professionals. We make our living with WordPress. I myself do it by helping people when they face trouble on their website. If you break it, it's been hacked, cracked, anything's gone wrong, or you're just looking for some great advice on something you're having trouble with, you can reach me on my website, johnoverall.com, or pick up the phone. Give me a call, 818-850-7729.
And, John, I've already started the process over at onlinebizcoach.com. So for anybody that's interested in some business coaching, I have three different programs available. So if you've got your website up and running and humming and just looking for more engagement from your audience, if you're looking for increased traffic or just a lot more conversions to your store, then check out my program over at onlinebizcoach.com.
Excellent. Make sure you do give that a good checkout. So this week here, we do have a little bit of listener feedback. We have both audio and a review on iTunes. So
that's right.
We'll take it away with the iTunes review. Go ahead, Marcus.
All right. Where is that review? This is from Joubert Pascal from Canada, and the title is Love This Podcast, Practical and Useful. As a newbie WordPress blogger, he's domain is francetraveltips.com. I listen to this podcast every week and get ideas on how to improve my website. I like how you rate different plugins and also give advice on running websites. Keep up the great work. From Janice Chung in Toronto. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks. From Toronto, center of the universe. Canadian joke. All right, so we've got a speak pipe here from Randolph Phillips. So we'll go ahead and let Randolph take it away. Off we go.
Hello, John and Marcus. I want to compliment you on your podcast. I listen to it every week. I love it, and I really appreciate all of your recommendations. My problem is that I am a hybrid. I'm a commercial real estate broker / WordPress developer. I've been developing websites since 1995. My problem as a geek in commercial real estate was that I was building databases before the web was started and got into that right at the first. So what I did is built our website with PHP MySQL. sequel as time went on. And I have great SEO. The issue now is I want to convert all of my data into WordPress. And what I've done is I've hacked it so that I have a front-end WordPress, but I link back to my original pages. I'd rather bring those pages up to the front. I have a secondary database, so I want to integrate that database and also be able to manage that data. And I wondered if there's a plugin that would help me effectively do this. There's some limitations, I'm sure, but I want to be careful that this plugin would take the data and I wouldn't lose my SEO when I finally retire that with a 301 redirect. Could you offer any suggestions on the processes or a plugin that you have used or know about that would accomplish this effectively? I'll let you comment on this, and I so much appreciate your WordPress plugins A to Z. God bless.
All right. Well, thanks, Randolph. Appreciate the question. You got anything on that, Marcus?
No, actually, Randolph, the issue is that you've got kind of a hybrid, and that's really outside the bounds of WordPress, especially if you're running two databases for that. But I don't think a plugin is what you're looking for to get this done. This is actually going to be a little bit of manual work, and perhaps you might want to just start over. Yeah. As far as just a base WordPress site in which you can sort of import all these posts and then do some 301 redirects from your old URL to the new URL. But it's definitely not an easy process as far as what you're asking for. Yeah. And I'll tell you why. Because not many people in WordPress work outside of WordPress before they get into WordPress, and especially running dual databases. So I'm afraid that there's not an easy solution in order to get this done. You're just going to have to kind of manually chunk this along. But as much as the temptation is, you know, because of your PHP and your SQL experience, try and stay within the confines of WordPress and don't go too much outside of the circle, so to speak, because then you're going to get all kinds of problems on the other end.
Yeah, all that. The only suggestion I had for you, Randolph, was maybe start a fresh WordPress website, import all your data, get it all working, build it up in a development server. Once you have everything imported and working the way you want, set up a bunch of 301 redirects and go forward from there.
Yeah, that's really it.
That's it. That's a fair chunk of time. So no plugins are going to miraculously cure that, I don't think.
No.
But we always try to find them, so keep looking. All right, well, that's pretty much all we got. WordPress news this week. I haven't seen any hazards or disasters as far as the security world's gone over the last couple of weeks. So,
well, I got some news.
What you got?
Well, if the listeners would like to check out the latest edition of WordPress Weekly with Jeff Chandler and myself, we interviewed Matt Mullenweg.
Ah, that's right. You did. You got one of the coups there, didn't you?
Yeah. Hey, there's Matt calling you now.
Yeah, there's Matt calling me.
Actually, yes, we had a nice hour-long chat with Matt on the occasion of the 12th birthday of WordPress. So happy birthday to WordPress. It's almost a teenager now.
Yes.
And Matt went through a number of different items with us, talked about the WooCommerce integration with Automattic and with WordPress. We talked about some WordCamp USA stuff a little bit for the new WordCamp, and just talked about REST API. And really, I just got into Matt's head as far as what it's like to be Matt and some of the tools and things that he uses to kind of keep everything in the empire running smoothly. So if you want to check that out, we'll leave a link to it in the show notes, but you can definitely check it out at wptavern.com.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, I always forget about WordPress's birthday because it happens to be the same birthday as my oldest son. So,
oh, nice.
It always gets pushed to, WordPress gets pushed to the back in favor of him.
Mm. Well, it was interesting because I had met Matt previously in person, but I'd never had him on a podcast or a show or anything. So it was very, very, very cool to have him finally on a podcast. And hopefully I can twist his arm enough to come up on our show and talk about some plugins that he likes.
We'll keep helping. Come on, Matt. We know you're listening out there.
I know. We know he listens. Yeah. We definitely know he listens. So if time allows it, I'm going to try and get Matt on this show as well. But we did schedule another show for later, probably October. So I'll get to talk to him again. So it was very interesting, very good experience for me. And something that I'm very much looking forward to. Also, other news, this weekend, it'll be passed by the time this episode airs, but WordCamp Miami is going on. A lot of things going on in the Miami area as far as WordPress. And then the following week, we've got WordCamp Orange County, which is my WordCamp. And actually, Jeff Chandler from WP Tavern is coming to a WordCamp Orange County, and he's going to stay at my house.
Excellent.
So,
cool.
I've never done a WordPress podcast with somebody
in the same room.
Yeah. So that's going to be pretty cool. I'm going to just kind of take him around and show the Ohio guy what California is all about.
All right.
So that's going to be a good thing. So that's it for WordPress news, John.
All right. Well, then I guess it's time for us to dive into the meat and potatoes and have some fun.
You bet.
Well, off we go. All right, well, this week here I've got three plugins from the multi-site world. As you've listened from the last couple of shows, I started a new project called thefityou.ca. It's a WordPress multi-site, my first venture into WordPress multi-sites in a couple of years. This time a little bit more prepared with a little bit more knowledge. So if you venture into multi-site, make sure you've done your research. It actually takes a fair chunk of work, but there's some great plugins out there. Now, the three I'm going to talk about today all come from WPMU Dev, so they're all premium plugins, and WPMU Dev is a great place to go for multi-site plugins. They are fantastic. I've found them to be more enjoyable when I purchased my membership with them. I didn't expect to be building a multi-site because they have other great plugins, but hey. So, the first one off the bat is called Multi-Site Theme Manager. And what this one does for you is when you're putting the themes in that you're going to allow in your multi-site for your users, you can get in there and do some customizations for the theme page. You can get in, set up customized descriptions for it. You can assign your own custom image to that theme if you want it to have something special to go with the look and feel of your network that you're building. You can go in and tweak how the pages open when it clicks on the author of the theme. You can basically set up the whole theme viewer experience for your users. You set up a customized page that's going to display the themes for them to choose from, so you can control the grid and other settings in it. All in all, it's a pretty great little plugin for giving that custom look and feel to displaying those themes for your users to choose from. So a really great plugin. I gave it a 4 Dragon rating. Check it out, Multi-Site Theme Manager.
Excellent. All right. I want to talk about, and by the way, that's very important, Multi-Site Theme Management.
Yeah.
Very important. Today I'm going to talk about Curated Search. That's a brand new plugin that we're bringing to the front here. WordPress search by itself is not that great. And in fact, there's generally only two options that you've got when it comes to search, right? You can either use something like Google search, which makes it look like it's not even your website anymore, and it probably would give results that are probably too obscure. And then you've got internal WordPress search, which really is not that intuitive, and it doesn't really work too well. So curated search actually allows you, the administrator, to enter in different terms and even misspellings and even create synonyms for search results and common misspellings within the content that you have. So what you do is you can build your regular content, and then you can also give this special synonyms that match for each post, or hand curate kind of what search results come from different things. So, for instance, on the WordPress plugins A to Z site, perhaps we want to just have one search result that is around multi-site. And maybe we want to just do the tag archive for multi-site or something like that, or perhaps a category of multi-site alone, and display that as the search result. We can hand curate and hand choose what search results go where.
Nice.
Even if we wanted to call it MU for multi, MU multi-user, the old name for it.
Right.
we can do that and direct it to the proper place with this plugin. So it is called Curated Search. It works very, very well. Brand new plugin, and I rated it a perfect 5 out of 5.
Very nice. I'm going to have to give this a test on my new network, because this would make it very sweet when people start searching for specific fitness terms to direct them to specific content.
Yes. So you can put all of the synonyms for those different terms in this, and always make sure that you come up with the right pages.
Very nice. Very nice. Okay, well, the next one I've got here is another search plugin, and this is one that I've implemented into my network, and it's called Global Site Search. And what its job is to do is, in your network, when you start to get multiple websites, you know, dozens, maybe even hundreds of blogs being created throughout your network, this will allow visitors to the site that maybe don't have an account or they're just looking for something. When they do a search, they will search through your entire network looking for articles, in much the same way that WordPress.org offers up that service. When you go search there, you search and it brings articles from multiple posters on the related content. So that's what this plugin does for you. It's really great, really simple to set up, works very well. So I gave it a nice good 4 Dragon rating. Check it out. Global Site Search for multi-sites. And again, it's from WPMU.
Great. Well, being that WooCommerce is now a WordPress product,
we're
not talking about just Woo themes, I'm going to start talking about a lot more WooCommerce stuff. Because as it comes to the front more and more, and it will, it's very important to highlight some of the other things that work. So much like that curated search plugin that we just spoke about, this one is called WooCommerce USPS Address Verification API. Really what it is just address verification. So what it does is it uses the U.S. Postal Service API to verify the address that a customer entered on the checkout page. It does it without disturbing the customer and blocking payment. So if the API can correct and standardize the address, it does just that. And if not, it just puts the order on hold if it's got a problem and sends an email to the admin that lets them know that there may be an address discrepancy, so that they might want to take a look at that. Now, it does this after the PayPal order is processed. So if you've got a physical thing that needs to be shipped and there is an address discrepancy, now you can actually see that and detect it before you ship the order out. So for right now, it only works with PayPal, but there are some new gateways that are being developed right now. Let me give you an example as to what it's like. So if somebody typed, say, 205 Bagwell Avenue, and they misspelled Bagwell, B-A-G-W-E-L, instead of W-E-L-L, it actually comes back with the correct address of the wherever you typed it, as far as that goes. And it corrects it on the fly. So if it can correct it before the order goes out, it corrects it. If it cannot correct the order address before the order goes out, it lets you know as an administrator.
Nice.
And that's pretty invaluable.
That can be very invaluable for your shipping stuff.
If 1 out of 10 of your orders is like that, imagine the process of having to ship to the wrong place or the wrong town or the wrong avenue/street or whatever it happens to be, and then having to deal with returns and it coming back and the customer saying that they never got their order or any of that stuff. This eliminates all of that. So I rated this a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. Yeah, very good, useful one. All right, well, the final one I've got here today, this one here is one that you absolutely need to install if you're building a WordPress multi-user site and you're going to offer up this service for people to sign up and create their own blogs. This is called AntiSplog. And what it's designed to do is prevent bots from registering on your site and creating blogs. It's designed to prevent the spammers from creating splogs on your site and creating that useless content that will give you a bad name and a bad reputation. And it does it through multiple methods. It goes through, it checks to see that if there's too many signups coming from an IP address. It sets up a Q&A CAPTCHA that helps make sure it's a human signing up for it. It sends out information to folks. It also, another way it dissuades bots is it moves the WP signup page periodically. I haven't tested that to see how well that works, but I've tested the other stuff in it, and it does a really great job of limiting the ability of bots to create hassles and headaches on your site. It's a very simple, straightforward plugin to get set up and functioning. It uses an anti-splog API service that's hosted at WPMU Dev, so you're going to have an account with WPMU Dev to use it, so you will have to pay the premium, which of course is a premium plugin, so that makes it all worthwhile. And all in all, it's a really great plugin. I found it really good. It's got post monitoring. It gives you stats to show you what's happening, if what it's blocking, what it's stopping. Limits the number of signups per IP in a 24-hour time period, so you can prevent people from creating issues on your site. So check it out, AntiSplog, and I gave it a 5 Dragon rating.
And that's very important when it comes to running a multi-site, that you can kind of block out the undesirables.
Yes.
Just like that. All right, finally, John, this plugin is one that I've kind of been looking for a while as far as WooCommerce integration. This one is called WP Image Zoom, and there are four O's in Zoom on this plugin.
Zoom.
What it does is it allows you to add a zoom effect over an image, whether it's an image in a post, a page, a featured image of a product in the WooCommerce shop. This works for all occasions. The zoom will be applied by default to all feature images of products in your WooCommerce shop, and it overrides that light box that typically comes with WooCommerce, where when you click it, it just kind of shows you the light box version of it. This one, it adds the zoom effect. So when you add it, as you hover over the image, it gives you a zoom where you can enlarge just certain sections as they zoom over that. And it's very easy to use, very simple to set up. I couldn't believe that it was actually working with just by installing it. You didn't have to do any secondary steps, so you can use that on an existing site, and it works just wonderfully. So I rated it a perfect 5 out of 5.
Nice. All right. Well, that pretty much covers up our plugins for today. And I covered up in this issue here, Multi-Site Theme Manager, which I gave a 4 rating to, Global Site Search, which I gave a 4 rating to, and then Anti-Splog, which I gave a 5 to.
Great. And I talked about Curated Search, which I gave a perfect 5 out of 5. WooCommerce Address Verification, gave that one a 4 out of 5. And we just discussed WP Image Zoom, which I gave a 5 out of 5.
And a little commercial for you. If you're tired of same old stock photography, check out CanadaStockPhoto.com. Great, unique, not found anywhere else stock photo images. Check it out at CanadaStockPhoto.com. And coming soon, a change in this commercial to be the Fit You Network. Your own fitness network where you can go create a fitness website. It'll be launched in a couple of days at thefityou.ca.
Great. And a reminder to sign up at my mailing list at marcuscouch.com. I've got a lot of new exclusive content that I don't blog, but I do add to the private newsletter. So come see what I got going on over at marcuscouch.com.
Excellent. And the usual reminders, don't forget, take a few minutes. Please rate us over at the iTunes store. We can greatly need the reviews. And if you got a couple of minutes on Stitcher Radio, leave us a review there and hit the little thumbs up button in the corner.
And how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com or send me an email to john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com, on Twitter at marcuscouch. And remember to follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
And that's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.